95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo! What's up, man?
It's Friday.
It is indeed. I just found a new weed store yesterday.
Did you?
I like them a lot. I wish I could talk about where it is. And they were quick. They were fast. They're not expensive. So I'm set for the weekend.
Just finding a place that's not expensive is important.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
So you're set for the weekend.
Yeah, one of these days I'll be able to talk all about it. It's a nice little place. I don't know.
Because it's illegal federally?
Yeah, something like that.
I think.
Yeah, some stupid stuff like that.
Boy, good times.
Can't even keep the language clean today. It's Friday!
It is Friday. Woo! It's true.
Yes.
That means our old request fest happens from 5 to 7.
Gonna get loud.
We play all requests. What songs will get your weekend started right?
Party music for 2 hours.
Nothing quiet, please.
Nope.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be what we normally play.
Yeah, damn right.
We're also gonna talk about summer vacation disasters.
Yowza. I never had a summer vacation disaster, I'm happy to say. They were always amazing. Summer vacations were the best. The best.
Yeah, usually they are.
Yeah.
So when they're bad.
And they go south.
They're bad.
Got a little story for
us
of some sort.
And it's a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately. we have one American dollar.
Yeah, I got something for you, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's a good
one.
Two
one American dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Dueling American dollars. And a couple that celebrates, I think, 40 years of marriage by going to different breweries.
Ooh.
That's a wise plan. They've been to like 200 breweries or something
like
that. Wow. So I'll tell you about them coming up next on 95.5 KLON.
Every McDonald's should have a flag that they fly at half-mast when the ice cream machine is broken.
That's true.
Just saw that on Instagram, and I think that's a fine idea. Save us a lot of time.
Yes, it would.
And, you know, mourn as well at the same time.
Correct.
Yeah.
You ready for a lovely little story out of Rhode Island?
I am.
A Pawtucket couple with a love for craft beer is nearing their 2,000th brewery visit.
2,000? Wow.
Bill and Lee Wardiga are married for 40 years.
Wow.
Bill is 63, a retired letter carrier, and Lee is 62, a retired lunch lady. They met in a Kmart years ago.
It was a blue light special.
They went out for a beer, moved in together after a week, and were married within 8 months.
I love that they went out for a beer, considering what you're saying the story is about.
Bill said he knew right away Lee was the one, and the same went vice versa. Since their commitment to one another, travel has always been a big deal.
Sure.
And going to breweries.
Okay.
So the local station there in Rhode Island went and interviewed the lovely couple.
Nice.
While everything outside of the Wardiga's home in Pawtucket appears to be ordinary, if you walk down their basement steps...
We call it the Bear Museum.
An entire area...
What?
Bill can't be mic'd?
Yeah, really?
What's happening?
I think he said we call it the Beer Museum.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
An entire area has been carefully crafted.
They'll use a staple gun. There's screws for a lot of the signs.
Just like...
Yeah, well, I'm way down here.
What?
I wish I could maybe come up.
Why can't they?
With you guys.
She's standing right there.
Yeah,
like, even if she just turned her mic toward them, that would help.
Do you have a microphone on you? And maybe you could bring me the microphone.
And when I say crafted, I mean it literally.
Because we like trying new beers.
We like trying new beers.
Do you like using a microphone, buddy?
Positioned perfectly on their walls are mementos from their travels and their tastings.
I hope wish they'd tell us about it.
The breweries, beer fest, yacht sales.
What is
yacht
going
sales.
People come and give us things, you know, put this up on your friends. Wall.
There's coasters and koozies, caps and
Why? This is the worst. I can't even believe it. Damn.
It was pretty great.
It's 1904.
And then she comes back on, full blast.
Married for 40 years this week.
What?
Bill and Lee call themselves beer connoisseurs.
What? Are you serious?
Everything began brewing in the early 2000s.
We need to do interviews like this from now on.
And
when someone comes in, we'll talk really loud and then bring them way down here. I think it'll be perfect.
The country and outside of it to taste some of the world's best brewed beers.
1696.
We don't care. We don't care about your
story. But we'll never know. Kevin, you love cats.
I don't.
You're a big fan of felines.
I'm not.
How do you think they rank on the smartest to dumbest animal list of the world?
Oh, I don't know how smart cats are.
Well, let's figure it out with...
I need
$1 American. You know, we don't want to do the smartest animals because that would just be, you know, nice and proper and who cares. So I thought we'd give you the 10 dumbest animals on planet Earth.
10 dumbest animals.
Yeah, the 10 dumbest animals out there. Now, for example, gorillas, like, for example, remember Coco used to be able to do sign language.
Sign language,
yeah. He was a friend of Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. She's probably one of the smartest. Gorillas are very smart. Gorillas are amazingly intelligent.
I know that horses are supposed to be
horses
smart.
Horses are apparently very, very smart.
I know that pigs are smart.
Yeah.
Because my partner Bean said that they acted just like dogs. That's what everybody says about their pet.
They're almost, their intelligence has been compared to like that of a 5-year-old.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that?
Wow.
I know.
So you're saying dumb.
But we're looking for the dumb ones because, we kind of get along with that breed a little better, don't we?
I would say sheep are dumb.
Sheep.
Because they'll follow each other right off a cliff.
Yeah, you would think because that's like a phrase.
Yeah.
And it's
what?
Not right. You know, in fact, I'm gonna give you, because these are a little weirder, not in the top 10, weirder kind of animals, a couple
sheep
weird ones.
Sheep is known for being dumb.
Exactly, but these are even dumber. These are even dumber because sometimes they're smart enough
birds?
To get away. There are
birds
some
are dumb.
Birds, yes. There are some birds, some specific,
all right,
when you
birds.
Think about it. Yeah, you got to get a little more specific than that, buddy, or you'll get one of these. You don't want one of those.
No sheep.
Hey, by the way, one American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Or don't.
Are bears
smart? Be very angry.
I think bears are smart enough to get in places and do stuff.
Man, I've seen some bears do some crazy things, you know?
Which are the bears that won't mate?
Which are the bears that won't get it on?
Yes. Get it on is hilarious because they brought out, what's his name, the soul singer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
To try
they played
and get
music
some...
for these animals to try and get them in the mood.
What kind of...
Panda bears. Yes.
They are so bad. They're not only bad at mating and whatever, kind of getting get it in, what's the word? Amorous.
Yeah.
That there's a possibility they could go extinct on their own.
Just because they don't want to have sex with
each
other?
Exactly. And they're also amongst the worst parents. So they are at number...
Wow.
But they're at number 10 on the list, pandas are.
Really?
Yeah.
Peacock.
Peacock.
We have a lot of those here in Southern California and
peacock.
Pasadena.
What do they call them? Peafowl?
Peafowl.
Peafowl.
Yes.
Nope. Not on the list.
That was
but
my, you said bird.
My,
you
my
said
one,
bird is
yeah,
right.
My one general hint for each of these for you, I would say continue along those lines, kind of what you're
along
you know, when
the
you
line
think
of
a peacock. What are some other things like that, maybe?
Turkey.
Turkey. Turkey, turkey, turkey.
Yes!
One of the dumbest. Number 9, they're called chicken peacocks, actually, in the Latin.
What?
And they are likely to die in the rain. You know, you've heard that. They'll stand there and just stare up at the sky.
No,
during
I didn't.
Their...
Hear
oh,
that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
They actually can drown in the rain.
That's truly great.
Right?
I didn't know that.
They're not very bright.
Wow.
So turkeys are on the list of the 10 dumbest animals on planet Earth, which
all
is
right.
What we're looking for.
Wow, I don't...
It's 2-2 at this point. You got 2 right and got 2 wrong.
Parakeet.
Parakeet.
I'm just trying to think of birds.
Yeah. No, parakeet's not on the list.
What else?
I don't know. I think I had a friend who had a parakeet.
What are those ones that move incredibly slowly?
What you
and it's on the list.
I
what are those called? Oh my god, I sound like an idiot.
They're not slugs, they're not slugs. They are
moles,
no
snails,
no, not
slain, slam. Slug.
I'm just going to give it to you because you're so close.
I'm close.
Sloth.
Sloth!
Yeah, they're really dumb.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. The slow ones.
Yeah, we got one more guess. Wait, I said 3.
You
said
did three, say 3.
And
I
you
won.
Got 3, and you win. You win $1. What are you going to do with all that money, Kevin?
It's about time.
People, please give Kevin a little time to get through this weird time.
Give me some peace while
yeah.
I reassemble my
get some
finances.
Hold of his, yeah. So one of the reasons I was not going to give you... So 10 is pandas, 9 is turkeys, number 8 is jerboa. Jerboa.
I don't even know what that is.
That was why I was going to give you one of these, because I don't know what the hell that is.
All
it
right.
has a 6-year lifespan, and it makes so much noise while it's foraging for food
right.
that it like is basically screaming to all of its predators, hey, I'm over here,
hey,
come
kill
eat me.
Wow.
Yeah. Ostrich.
ostrich.
They like to bury their head in the sand. Kind of one
sure,
of those
I didn't know that was a literal
dumb
thing, though.
Beard. Yeah.
Okay.
One of those bird things. Sloths you got, or sort of got, number six. Koala bears.
Koala bears.
Their brain to body is the smallest of all the animals.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they will accidentally starve themselves to death sometimes. They just sort of forget to eat.
Wow.
Koala bears. Another one I didn't know, kakapoo. These were the two that I didn't know. And it's a New Zealand parrot.
Oh, is that a bird? Yeah.
Yeah. It freezes when it sees one of its predators. It just sits there and just like
just
stares
can't
at
move.
It. Yeah. So it's like, come eat me.
That's great.
And it's the only flightless parrot, this one out of New Zealand. Certain kind of toads, the poisonous ones are number three. Number two are slow lorises.
Never heard of.
Yeah. And number one, the pink flamingo.
The pink flamingo.
They're
who knew
not
they were dumb?
Good at fishing. They turn their head upside down, you know, when they're standing on one leg, and their beak is upside down, so they can't get the fish that are...
That's not true.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Isn't that ridiculous?
No, that's not true, though.
Number one. Yeah. They're so dumb.
What?
Number one on the list, dumbest of all the animals.
They turn their mouths upside down?
Yeah.
What?
Made a wonderful John Waters film, but...
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A little over an hour away from... She shot herself. When she meant to say she shit herself.
Herself.
Yes, it was a misunderstanding over a text message.
I believe that's the proper pronunciation.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
How does autocorrect work for you?
I don't use
it. For me.
I turned it off a long time ago.
It'll
I couldn't stand it.
Take words that make sense and turn them into nonsense.
Yes. I set it so it only gives you three suggestions now, and I use those a lot. I'll be
pop, pop, pop.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know how to set it that
but
way.
I killed autocorrect because I was going to throw my phone out off a building.
So this woman who has filed a lawsuit was texting a friend about her health issues on February 8th of this year.
Right.
According to the lawsuit says the woman was awaiting surgery on both hips, including a right hip replacement, and she struggled to walk and climb upstairs.
Right.
So she meant to text to her friend. I think I just...
S
myself.
Right.
Instead, the text auto-corrected to erroneously say, I think I shot myself.
So her friend, who knows she's been struggling with a lot of goings-on, thinks maybe she's trying to take her own life.
Worries about her, calls 911.
Right.
Who shows up at her door.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but the police have to go in and look at that.
Oh, yeah.
House.
And they think someone's got a gun in there. They think they fired this
somebody,
gun.
Yeah, because they shot a... Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
They think, yeah.
So the alarmed friend called 911. The police show up. The woman allegedly told police through the speaker on her Ring doorbell...
I'm fine. Go away.
...that she didn't need help.
No.
It was a misunderstanding. Police insisted on seeing her.
Well...
So she kept saying, I can't make it to the door.
Now,
I can't
now they're
even
thinking
make it.
Maybe she did shoot herself.
So then they put a sticker over her Ring camera so that she couldn't see them.
These sound like bored police officers.
Agreed.
They're going a little too far.
I don't know, because what if they leave and then they get in trouble because there's a woman with a gun?
Stickers over the damn...
I don't know, dude. This is a lawsuit that's going on right now.
Yeah. What city was this? Where is this?
I think it's in Philadelphia somewhere, in Pennsylvania somewhere.
All right.
The police dragged her outside. Eventually, she came out 2 hours later to see if the police were gone. And they weren't.
And they weren't? They were hanging around?
Yep.
Out in the...
And they opened the door and pulled her outside, and she says that they abused her and made it hard on her and blah, blah, blah.
If she's already got all these issues.
Yes.
Pulling around, throwing... Clearly, she's not bleeding. She didn't come out with a gun.
No, she didn't come out with a gun, but I can understand why the police would think
there's a
gun in use somewhere.
Well, there's no winning.
All
in that.
Because never text.
Autocorrect.
Never text your friends when you have to poop. Never, ever do that. Just don't. It's not worth it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, an hour from our old request fest.
Yes, cannot wait. Love the loud party music.
Between 5 and 7 on Fridays, we take your requests and we play 2 hours of all of your requests.
And I got to say, you guys come up with some great suggestions. We have some really loud, great party music. So let's do that. Let's do it again.
I got a text today that was shocking.
Okay.
From a friend of mine, Captain Bad Idea.
Okay.
I just got to the airport and we'll be flying out this morning. Family is safe and we're all thankful to be heading home.
Are they in Maui?
And my other friend, John, said, wait, were you in Maui this entire time during the fires? And he says, we're fine. Thankfully, we were at a condo complex that had propane barbecues, so we were able to cook the last 4 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because the power's all out.
That's a crazy scene, what's happening in
Maui. It's horrible, horrible.
And
horrible,
I did not know that one of my friends was on the island trying to vacation.
We were there at the end of last year in that exact area. Everything we went to, Mick Fleetwood's restaurant burned. It's all gone. That entire area is all gone.
Well, if you, we're going to take calls on summer vacations gone south.
Wow, that's...
We're not to make fun of this particular case.
No, absolutely not.
And if you'd like to help with the Hawaiian case, HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org is a good site to go. They're helping people on the ground right now.
Hawaii Foundation.
HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org.
Okay.
But it makes me think, when I think of vacations gone south, it makes me think of the movie Vacation on a much lighter note.
Yeah, right.
Where they're trying to go to the theme park and everything goes wrong and their grandma ends up riding on the ceiling of the of the station wagon.
It was in Phoenix.
So good.
They picked her up in Phoenix.
That's right.
Yeah.
So good. So you had summer vacation plans and they fell through. Something went wrong.
Moose out front should have told you we're closed.
We had a vacation scheduled to drive all the way up the West Coast from Phoenix all the way across Canada to the East Coast.
Wow.
And then come down to Ohio and stop there for a family reunion thing.
Yeah.
And my dad was rebuilding the engine.
During the trip?
No, before.
Oh, before.
But
is he good at that sort of thing?
Spent the entire night before.
The night before.
Stayed up all night rebuilding the engine.
No, you do this.
And then we were delayed by about an hour.
You do this 3 weeks before.
Right, that's what you think.
Yeah.
And then it worked perfectly.
Oh, it did.
What are the chances?
Zero.
I was totally telling, this is going to be the worst. You can't rebuild it right up until the moment you leave.
Kevin, you have the wrong attitude, son.
Correct. And I did. Should have gone south, though, for God's sakes, if there's going to be something that makes your vacation go south. But your dad rebuilding the engine the night before.
I mean, you remember all those road trips you must have taken. That was such an American thing, you know, in the 60s and 70s, and we were always doing road trips every summer. They just got worse and worse and worse. We visited almost every state in the Union at some point or another. Yeah, but by the last one that we did when we hit New York City and came all the way back, that was it. The family sort of split. Everybody went their own ways after
I don't
that.
Know how my parents put up with my brother and I, because we would just torture each other in the back seat.
Well, that's what kids do.
I know, but how do you
handle
that as a parent?
And you're out on the road, and it's always warm because you don't really have air conditioning.
Correct,
you just stay in some crappy motel.
Yep.
You're on the lookout for a Best Western.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. 100%.
So 818-955-KLOS, your summer vacation went south. 818-955-KLOS.
Party.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo getting ready for our 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Yes.
All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can request online. We are on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo. And this is our All Request Fest.
That's right. For those about to rock, we salute you and we want to hear from you. What do you want to hear as you kick off your weekend?
818-955-KLOS. Doesn't have to be something we always play.
Yeah, that's right. Dig deep.
Stretch the rules a bit.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah. Or you can hit us up on Twitter as well.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. It's the KLOS All Request Fest. What do you want to hear today?
All right. Sunday is the 50 years since Leonard Skinner's first album. It's the 50th anniversary. I was thinking about Give Me 3 Steps.
This is the All Request Fest on KLOS. What would you like to hear? Hello.
I'd love to hear, as would be a tongue twister, She Sells Sanctuary.
She Sells Sanctuary by the Seashore.
Yeah, exactly. Try that 10 times fast.
Drunk. Who are you?
I'm Greg. I am stuck on the 10 for the next hour, so no rush to get to it. So let's hear it.
Good time.
No, I say rush to get to it because I love the cold. You got it.
Thanks much, guys.
Thanks. Good luck. Dude.
Well, I will be darn. It is the KLOS All Request Fest, and it's happening thanks to Yamaha Resort and Casino, where you can win a 2023 Maserati Grecale GT or up to $100,000 at Yamaha at San Manuel in August. Details are at Yamaha.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly. Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
My name is Jesse.
Jesse, what does he want to hear today?
Do you have Benny and the Jets?
Let me see. Hold on a second.
Looking?
One moment, please. Your call is very important to us. It's been answered by...
Customer service these days.
I know, right?
All Request Fest.
And I think one of the things we love the most about the All Request Fest on Fridays is the train wrecks. Yes. You go from Elton John, Benny and the Jets, to this request that I got a couple of weeks ago from someone calling themselves Bad at Math on Twitter. They asked for Amoeba by the Adolescents.
All right.
One of my favorite loud punk songs.
All right.
And here you go. I had to bring it in on CD. I love that song. Adolescence is who that is. Amoeba by request for someone calling themselves bad at math. And you're going to hear some more from the adolescents in the not-so-distant future. Marcy is going to start doing these things where the year you graduated high school.
Okay.
So for her boot camp, she's going to play all the songs from that year.
From 2000.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually heard from the adolescents, and they one of them graduated in 1981, sent us a list.
Oh, fantastic.
Those guys right there actually sent us a list. And so sometime next week on our boot camp, you're going to hear a bunch of songs from those guys, the adolescents from 1981 is when they graduated. Burning for You was in there, Once in a Lifetime. Tell them where they can request songs online.
818-955-KLOS, or we are on Twitter at Kevin and Sligo.
Squeeze. Jeez. Can that be a little louder? Squeeze Box, that one's for Renee, the Who.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
It is the All Request Fest, and I see that line number whatever 6 has been on hold forever. We got to get this. I'm sorry, sometimes it takes forever because we're in here all by ourselves. But hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, it's our All Request Fest.
Hey. Oh, yeah, hey.
Oh. Ah. I hung up on her.
Way to go.
That's a
son of a bitch.
Oh, well.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Chrissy. Is there any way you could play Avenged Sevenfold, Bad Country?
There is a way.
Is there?
Yes. Yeah. It involves cash.
You're okay with that, right?
That's fine.
Hey, and if we hung up on you, call back. That is for our friend Kevin Stockdale with the serial killer band, Beard.
No, oh, yes, serial killer beard. Wow, we're both. What is going on? Well, I couldn't find that song for a little while because I was looking for Lice and a Promise.
There's a lot of problems
instead
going
of
on here.
Lick and a Promise. Like we just hung up on someone a minute ago. Hello, KLOS.
Hello, hey.
Hey, it's our old request fest.
Hey, are you the person we hung up on?
Yeah, no, it just hung up my call so bad. I hate it.
Oh, it wasn't me. That's for sure. It wasn't my fat fingers.
It could have been us. Okay.
You Foxy Duo, you guys are so cool.
Woo!
I was wondering maybe a little Y&T Summertime Girl, since it's summertime and all the girls are out with their bikinis.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, don't do it. Me too.
I love those guys. Everything about those guys, every song they've done. Tush is one of my favorites. TV Dinner's there. Who was that for?
That was for Tom Slick on Twitter.
That's a great name. I love that. Tom Slick. It is the KLOS All Request Fest. One more hour of this. So what is it you want to hear? 818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter at Kevin and Sligo.
Hey, I want to request Breaking the Law by Judas Priest.
Yes.
I'm winning $1 today.
Did you?
We were talking about the dumbest animals on Earth. And during that, we found out that gorillas are amongst the smartest animals
on
Earth.
How about that?
Which led Debbie to request some gorillas.
Hey, it's the old request fest.
Hey.
Hey. What do you got to hear?
Got to play Van Halen. Ain't Talking About Love.
Oh, my God. This is Emily. I can't believe this. Thank you so much for picking up. I love you guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. You guys should really play more Kiss on your radio station. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Wait, am I caller 13?
The weekend is officially upon us.
Yes.
That's it. We're 95.5
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. In one American dollar, I won.
Yeah.
By naming 3 of the 10 dumbest animals.
You know, we always take a positive spin here at KLOS.
A woman is suing police for police harassment because her text said she shot herself instead of what she meant to say.
Which was a different vowel
which
in there.
Which was
a different vowel vowel.
It was an I instead of an O. That's not good.
Well, there you go.
And we talked about summer vacation disasters. A guy and his wife were taken to a bunch of different locations because his grandma needed to gamble. So she planned out stops at casinos in different cities.
And you know what? I love that grandma.
I love that grandma as well.
She's a hero of mine. By the way, you can win a 2023 Maserati Grecale GT or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel in August. Details are yamava.com. Got to be 21. Please gamble responsibly. And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, and by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
Brandon at Pacific Pool Supply. Thank you for always having KLOS on.
Well, you're Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon's always listening to KLOS at Pacific Pool Supply. Dude, you rule. We love you for that. That is the latest thing from Greta Van Fleet, who were just here in Los Angeles last night. They played the Forum, and they had tweeted that they were delighted to be back in the Radiant City of Angels. you were there at the show, we'd love to hear from you if you went to see Greta Van Fleet last night. That is their latest thing, Meeting the Master on KLOS. Do you remember how the Muppet Show always had amazing surprise guests? Do you remember when Johnny Cash was on and sang a duet with Miss Piggy? That was on This Day in Rock in 1980.
Kiss
got their star out on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on This Day in Rock in 1999.